So I've had a bit of a revelation about looking at the map that I think this guy who took David in and then said he needed to go and get some change at the rich man's house took him the wrong way. I think he took him back down the other side of the loch and then trogged all the way back. It kind of makes sense. So all that talk in the other books I've read that the rich man would have been up towards the castle further north, and they would have gone in a sort of straight line from Erith all the way up to Craigmuir. No, I don't think so. I think it makes much more sense that I found this lone house, and I think if I go back down the loch, I can then find what looks like a pretty grand house. Then I come back. And then I found another path that goes way over the mountains that I can do tomorrow, where the blind guy will appear. So I'm quite excited. I think I have found a much more realistic path, which I'll try and map out on the Google Maps when I have time. Although it's always really hard to balance the time between spending online sort of mapping and blogging this thing and actually getting out here and walking. So I'm getting the balance more right, but it's still quite hard. Anyway, so today, 5 miles, I think, that's all I'm going to need, just to map this bit out. Tomorrow, something a bit tougher to get us right through to the inn and the ferry crossing. But as I say, I'm very excited that I think I've finally cracked the map. A real map that's quite believable of where he would have gone based on buildings that are here. Makes starting to make me feel like I am really seeing what Stevenson saw, and that he's picking these places and imagining a route. So that's what I came for. Tap into the source. Fantastic.